Okay, here we go for part three for our five Hasidic short vorts for Shavuos the Kavod, Yontif very soon, Be'ez Hashem, Abalin of the Toiva, Lunch Bezchus for Hashem from Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah ben Rivka, Pesach, Shor Chai Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Imre Emes, and the Pasuk says we're up to right before, or leading up to the Aseret Adibos, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudzain, Bayotzi Moshe, Esa'am, Likras, Elokim, Minamachana. The first idea is going to come from the beginning of the pasuk, and the next two ideas are going to come from the end of the pasuk. Says the Imre Emes, what does this mean? And the Moshe brought the people forth from the camp towards Hashem. So the Imre Emes quotes his great grandfather, right? We know the Imre Emes' grandfather was the Sfas Emes, and the Sfas Emes' grandfather was the Chidush Arim. So says the Imre Emes, in the name of his great grandfather. You want to know what it means? Vayoshe Moshe Asa'am. He says that the job of a rebbe, the job of a parent, the job of a friend is lahotzi sisrab min atumel avim isto tocha kedusha. Like we see in Parshas Koch, ish al eida asher yotzim asher yivim. An ish that someone's appointed over someone else. Not that might be in Parshas Koch, might be later on in Bamidbar, maybe even Pinchas. That a part of an ish is just to help other people grow asher yotzim. Says one was what does it mean by Yotze Moshe Asa'am? That Moshe Benu was his job was to be able to uplift Klai Yisrael from wherever they were now, to be able to likras Elokim, to be able to prepare them to be able to come in front of the Rabbono Shalom. And that's the job of a teacher, that's the job of a parent, that's the job of a friend, to always be understanding that it's not only about you, but to uplift others, to be able to inspire others and to connect others. Like we like to say, the Maisa, the Dubna Magid comes to the Vilna Gaon, his Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, to the girl is Zuchus Ganalin. He says, "Well, Rebbe, how do you influence others?" So he says, "You have to be like a grape juice cup, or a cup of wine, to be a koisi revaya. When you're constantly filling up your kos, and then what happens? On Shabbos, you want to give out little cups, but only if your cup is always going to be filled. Then and only then can you fill up others, right? Like by the pisher, the big cup, and then it goes down to all the little cups." But says the girl to the Dubna Magid, you want to be able to inspire others. You got to make sure your cup is always overflowing, and then you could affect others. And this is what we say from Navodis Yisrael, Kudr Chushas Magid, right? Ki Adam Amo Yulad, the pasuk says in Eve. We're in this world to work, but the Kudr Chushas Magid says in Pirkei Avos, well, we're not only in this world to learn for ourselves, but to affect others. La Amo stands for Lilmod Almanas Lalameg. We learn in order to teach, to be able to inspire and connect and transform not only ourselves, but others as well. And that's exactly the Remes hinted who says the Imre Emes in the name of the Chidush Arim in this pasuk. And Moshe's job here was to uplift Klal Yisrael, beautiful Torah. The Imre Emes in the name of the Chidush Arim, the Vilna Gaon, and the Kudush Magid. Moving on to deed number two. Next two ideas are going to be at the end of the pasuk. And they stood under the mountain. Says the Alter Rebbe, quoted by one of my Rebbeimer, the Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, in his Sefer, My Soul Desire Oscha Vakesh. We know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us the Kadosh Baruch Hu raised the mountain of Klal Yisrael, and they told him, If you accept the Torah, good, and if not, this will be your burial place. And says the Alter Rebbe, what's going on here? We know the pasuk tells us in Shir Hashirim, we know by Matan Torah, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim in Perichas pasuk, hey, we were under the apple tree that I and Iraz Rashi explained this was Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we remembered that we were so in love with you by Matan Torah. We said Naas of Anishma. So, I mean, this is a great question. Everyone knows the question. How could it be that Rabbanu Shalom now was threatening us? We told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in it, we're forever with love. We even said Kedushas Lever earlier, a few shiur ago, Vayidaber Moshe El Ha'am, El Dibar Hashem, El Ha'am, the El Hashem, that Chai Yisrael was into. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give us this threat? Shamteik V'raschem, says the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, Chas Hashem was not a threat at all. And there's no contradiction as well. Says about, you want to know what Pshat is? Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, Shamteik V'raschem. It was that really, says in the Rebbe in Likutei Torah, that we were telling Kadosh Baruch Hu that it's like we couldn't live without the Rabbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not going to be able to live without me, and I can't live without you. The Jewish people's love for Hashem is as strong as death. They would rather die than give up their love for Hashem. At Har Sinai, the inner essence of the Jewish neshama was revealed for the first time, and the Jews' fierce love for Hashem flared up openly. It was this intense love that forced the Jews to accept the Torah. This situation can be compared to that of a kala who tells her chazan at the chuppah, if you don't marry me, I can't go on living. My love for you is so great. The deep love of the Jews to Hashem under the apple tree at Har Sinai was that compelled to accept the Torah. Otherwise, what is there to live for? Says her Kluger in the name of the Baal Tanya, chas v'shom, was it a threat? It was actually the saying that we can't live without you. Chadosh Baruch Hu can't live without us, and we can't live without him. And that's exactly what we say in the tefillah on Yom Tov. Atavar chatanu mikol ha'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose us from all the nations. Ahavtos tanu, you loved us. V'ratizte banu. And the Vilna Gaon, second Vilna Gaon for today, the Gra says that Atavar chatanu refers to Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Ahavtos tanu, he showed us his love when he gave us the ring. What was the ring? The ring of Torah. Even after the Egel Zov, he brought us back. That refers to Sukkot. But when we say those words, and Ahavtos tanu and Yontif, Ahavtos tanu is the Chasan and Kala coming together. That unbreakable, that romantic love that's forever an eternal love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not Shamtei Baruch Hashem as a threat, but a reality. I can't live without you and the Jewish people. You can't live without me. We are one and one, like the Zohar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael, Chadu, Arayis Chadu, we're one. We are one with the Rabbono Shel Olam. That happened in Mount Torah. What a beautiful idea of what it means to be in a relationship with the Rabbono Shel Olam. Not Chas V'Shalom as a fearful thing, but as Mamish, as our partner. He's our chasen, we're his kala. To feel that love, to feel his love. And everlasting love, like Shlomo Katz, this beautiful niggun. We listen to that niggun all the day now, before Yontif. And everlasting love, such a beautiful niggun. That's exactly this word from the Alter Rebbe. Beautiful idea from the Alter Rebbe, explained by Rav Kluger, and Os Chavakesh, and the Vilna Gaon, moving on to Adin number 3. The Baal Shem Tov now, he says the same Gemara, Rav Kluger raises up that mountain, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says, you know what HaKadosh Baruch had to force us? He says, HaKadosh Baruch wanted to teach us a tremendous lesson in Avodas Hashem. He says, sometimes we're into learning and we're into davening, and sometimes we're not. He said, HaKadosh Baruch was showing us that even in Matan Torah, there are going to be times in your life where you're not going to be into learning, or you're not going to want to get up for minyan, or you're not going to want to have to daven outside with a mask on, or things are going to be hard. Force yourself a little bit. Don't think that I'm not going to look at it as that's chashuv lef. Ki gam li mitora baal karcho nechshav lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, I'm quoting this Gemara. You know what this mountain represents? The mountain represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know it. Not every day you're going to feel it. Not every day you're going to be inspired. But those days you're not feeling inspired, push yourself a little bit, and that is so beautiful in my eyes. And this reminds me of a Torah from the Darach Hinam of Slanim, the son of the Nesiv Shalom, Shlita, Darach Hinam of Shlita. And he says, the Gemara says in Tamid, Halom et Torah b'layla Shechina Kenegdo. The Gemara says that someone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. It says the Darach Hinam of Slanim, it doesn't just mean when you learn Torah at night. The Rambam says the Iker time is to learn is at nighttime. But it means at nighttime in your life, when things are confusing, and things are hard, and you're tired, and you're just done with the day, and all you want to do is just pack it in, and you force yourself to be able to learn a little daf, to be able to learn a little chassidus, to learn a little bit of mishnah, to learn to do whatever your chelik is. The Ach Shecha Kadosh says, everyone has their own chelik, but to push yourself a little bit, that's what it means. Halumet Torah balayla, when it's hard for you at nighttime, when it's hard for you, it could be in the morning too. Balayla, shechina kenegdo, Chodesh Baruch Hu, I'm there with you, and that's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov says. Baal Shem Tov says that's what Beitzal B'Tachta Sahar means. Chodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, I know it's not everything's gonna be peachy, but when you push yourself a little bit, that Torah and that of Hashem is so beautiful in my eyes too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that lesson and Matan Torah. But a beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov and the Darach Hinam of Slon. Moving on to Din number 4. 4 and 5 go on to the Pasuk. Yotes, Yotes. He called HaShofar Holech V'Chazek Me'od Moshe Yidaber V'Alokim Yaneno Bekol. This Pasuk's mam is jam-packed, but we're going to just focus on two words. Holech V'Chazek. The sound of the Shofar grew continually much stronger. Says the Beis Aaron of Karlin, the Karlina Rebbe, the Rebbe who wrote Kach Soif. Kol haShofar Holech V'Chazek. It shouldn't say Holech, Holech is Lashon Hove. It should say Kol haShofar Halach V'Chazek. It went. What does it kept continuously going? Says the Kalina Rebbe, no. The Kol Shofar of Matan Torah is continuously going. It's felt in every generation. Lios Holech Tomid V'Chol Adoros. We feel that Shofar in every generation, every minute. V'Chazek V'Atzim V'Chazek Acherim. And it strengthens us, and we have to strengthen others. And this reminded me of a Torah that I saw from Rabbi Betzal Rodinsky, Mishkan Betzal, also quoting the Gemara in Sham Tehim Kavaraschem. It should really say, Po Tehim Kavaraschem. What's Sham over there? It should say, Po, this will be your mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah and says, if you accept it, good. If not, there will be. No, here will be. Says the Avnei Shoam, and I believe the Vilna Gaon says something very similarly. Sham Tehim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that in the future generations, if you want to know how to stay close to me, learn the Torah, connect to the Torah, hold on to me, live a spiritual life. Live a connected life. And if you don't, not Po, but Shum in 2020. שיומר שאין רצינו לחבל סתור, אז שם תהיה גברוסכן. היינו שם, באוסו הזמן, באוסו המלכו, חס ושלום, יהיה גברונו ועל כל איני ומדבר על דור של משה. It's not talking about the door of Moshe, says the Avnei Shom, Rabbinsky says. It's talking about the door of that generation. The Torah is our life source. And what does it mean, Shom means? It means, Shom means in your generation, in every generation, the Torah is your oxygen. Why is it that so many people nowadays, they're so worried about this and worried about their, and there's what to worry about. But the people that are connected to their Ribono Shel Olam, the people that are connected to their Emunah, the people that live our spiritual lives, it's like these are nisyonos, but it's just like a regular nisyon. And don't get me wrong, everyone's living within in a different level, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring Yeshuas to everyone. But the more someone's connected above, the more grounded you are down low. Well, that's what all the Svarim say. The more you're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more everything happening down here is everything with Meruchas HaNefesh. And that's what I really believe that Avnei Shom is telling us. But what does it mean? Po? Not, it doesn't say Po in that Gemara, it says Shom. Because if you forget the Torah, then that'll be your burial place. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to hold on to me? Holech, holech. That's what the Karlina Rebbe says. Kol HaShofar, holech. The Torah is continuous. It's continuously there. Hold on to it. Grab it. Grasp onto it. Be able to make sure to stay connected. And then if you stay connected, you're able to live a spiritual, connected life to the Ribono Shel Olam. And then you'll have true life. Beautiful insight from the Karlina Rebbe, the Beis Aharon of Karlin, the Avnei Shom, quoted by Rabbi Radinsky. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. So on the same words, Kol HaShofar, holech, lechazak, the Sefer Or HaMeir, one of the earlier Talmidim, the Baal Shem Tov, he writes such something so beautiful. He says, you know, we think, the Gemara tells us, you know, the Gemara tells us that every single time we go further away from Matan Torah, you're further away. But then he says something so beautiful, further from Matan Torah, and we're like, if the earlier generations were like this, then we're a little lower. He says the opposite. He says that every single generation, every single year, the Koach of Matan Torah comes down again. Shelo Haisa Adayin Ba'olam. A different Matan Torah comes into the world. A different Matan Torah happens this Thursday night. This Thursday night, 2020, Mirtz Hashem, on Vav Sivan. Every year, what does it mean? Kol Shofar Holeich Lechazak. Is Lashon Hove means that every year there's a different Matan Torah, and the different Matan Torah means Shelo Haisa Adayin Ba'olam. That never happened, never will happen again. And this is like something so special. It gives you like a totally different perspective on how to view Matan Torah. And Matan Torah happened last year, maybe not happening next year, but Matan Torah is happening now. It's happening in the next 3 days with today and Yom Yimuch, tonight and Yom Yimuchas, so the next 3 days Matan for Shos Me'abo, we have to prepare ourselves, and then Matan Torah, that'll never ever happen again. Matan Holech means that the Matan Torah that never happened, never will happen. And this is really brought down by the Sefer Derech Hashem in the seventh parak. It was just his yard site. And he says that by all the Amin Tovim, and especially the Kedushas Levi says the same thing. He says that at the end of the day, Chag Shavuos Matan Torah, it's not just Matan Torah, it's a historical fact. It's happening again, and but I think it's happening in a great, it says the Ormeir, it's happening on a greater level. Shalom Haisa Adayim Ba'olam. That never happened and never will happen again. You have to understand, be able to connect to the times means, it doesn't just mean that Shavuos was a historical. No. It happened in the Torah, but it happens again every year. And the Or Meir says that it never happened last year or never will happen. Shaloh Ha'is Adam El, and that's what you see the words Holech, and that's the Kedushas Levi, the Ramachal says, right, Chasis Alavasin, Bayam Ahim Azman Azeh, and that time and this time. What do you mean, and that time and this time? No. At that time, but during this time, the Oros are still coming down. Can I be able to connect to that energy, connect to that DNA? Let's just review these five ideas. We start off, the Imre Emma says, Hayotze Moshe Sa'am Nekratz Elokim and Amachanan. We have to have a leader, be able to uplift us and be able to help us grow. And that's exactly the Grad told the Dulim Nagar. The Dulim Nagar asked him, Rebbe, how do I inspire others? When you're constantly close to your family, you're constantly growing yourself, then you could be able to, like that grape juice cup, then you could be able to give to others. And that's what the Kudr Zermagah says, Ki Adam L'Omal Yula Lumal, we're in this world to work, L'Omal Sensor, Limon Amanas Alamed, we learn in order to teach, we have to be able to inspire others, connect others. And then the second and third idea talks about by Tzad B'Tachta Zahar, Chadosh Baruch Hu says, Gemaran Chabas of Pechas, we're going to do it next week, I believe, Emerit Shem Nadaf Yomi, Chadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift up that mountain over our hearts, over our heads, but how could it be? And Shir Shem says, we did it willingly, we know with the Azav and Ishma, how could Chadosh Baruch Hu do this, say this? Says Alter Rebbe, no, Chas wasn't saying that it was a threat. It was reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't live without you, and you can't live without me. It was the Chosen and Khaled saying, I can't live without you. I can't go on without you. I can't go on living. My love for you is so great. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, and your love is so, for me is so great. And that's what the Gra says. Atah Bechartanu refers to Pesach and Haftosanu. We say those words. Haftosanu. Haftosanu says the Gra. The Vilna Gaon says that refers to Shavuos. We feel the Rabbanu Shem's love through his Koyach HaTorah. The third idea of saying the Baal Shem Tov says, what was it mean that Patachta Zahar? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that even though there are going to be times in our life where it's going to be hard to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hard to see Hashem, Hashem says, don't think those days aren't Chashiv my eyes. Push yourself a little bit harder and know that I very much appreciate it very much. You have to push yourself just like I push you by Matan Torah a little bit. And that's the Darach HaNoam Sof says, HaLomet Torah B'Laila Ki'ilu Shechina Kinedu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash there when someone learns Torah at night. It doesn't mean Torah at night. What it means when it's hard for you and it's really hard for you and it's challenging for you and you push yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm there with you. To be able to make sure that even when things are not, we're not feeling it, we're able to try to push ourselves as much as we can. That's what that was the idea by the mountain. Fourth and fifth idea, talked about the lashon of Ahi Kol HaShover, Holich V'Chazak. Holich is really to say, Holach, what's Holich? Continuous. Says the Beis Aharon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that Holich means that the Shover Mountain Torah is continuous. You have to grab onto the oxygen, grab onto the source of life, grab onto the Kihem Chayinu Baruch Aminu, grab onto the pipeline. And that's what the Mishkan Matzal says from the Avnei Shom, who said the Avnei Shom, what does it mean? It should really say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Po Te'ekru Aschem. What's Shom? Shom means, yeah, in 2020, not Po. Is it talking about the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu and by Matan Torah? It's talking about us. Shom Te'ekru Aschem means, if you forgot me, if you forgot the Torah, that'll be the place where it's going to be hard for you and you're going to pass away. Hold on to the Torah. That's exactly the idea of the Beis Aharon and the Avnei Shom. The Torah is our life source. The final idea from the Moara Meir, who says that, why does it say Holich? Because every year there's a new Koch, there's a new Matan Torah. There's a new Matan Torah. There's a new energy coming into the world, if you have to grab onto it. And this is like the Kedushas Levi and the Ramchal both say in the Derech Hashem, Ramchal says it, that every year, every Yontif brings down that energy that happened and will happen. And we have to be able to connect it. But it says the Or Meir, the more we want to connect it, the more we have to prepare for it. The more we prepare for it, the more we'll be able to connect it. And every year, says the Or Meir, every year there's a new Koach HaTorah, and that's what's Lashon Holech, Lashon Hova. We should be Zocher Metz Hashem to take these ideas of not only growing Avodah Hashem for ourselves, to help others grow, be able to make sure to have that love for the Rabbono Shom, to not just be rules and regulations and check, 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 Mincha Marav, check, 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 have that love and passion and energy with the Rabbono Shom that Zochos and Akala do. Then even when it's hard, we force ourselves a little bit because we know it's Chashev and Chadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, be able to know that the Torah is our life source, and to be able to know that the energy of Matan Torah not only happens again every year, but at the new energy of Matan Torah happens every year. Shvizochem et Hashem to Mekalva, B'Torah, B'Av, B'Ratzon, B'Dusha, B'Tahar Shkach.